Yosemite National Park has a trash problem. With more than 5 million people visiting the park last year, the Park Service is working to decrease the amount of trash that ends up in the Mariposa landfill. To find out more about the park's new Zero Landfill Initiative, FM 89's Ezra David Romero spoke with Yosemite National Park Ranger Jody Bailey and wildlife biologist Caitlin Larrany.
Thanks for joining me, Jody and Caitlin.
Oh, glad to be here. Thank you very much for having us.
So I understand Yosemite has a trash problem. What exactly is it? How much trash is being left in the park?
We collect about 2,200 tons of trash in the park every year. And we'd really like to reduce the amount of that because we want to be better green stewards of Yosemite. We also have some real concerns about making sure that we collect the trash as effectively as possible. We don't want it to spill over. When it spills over, it can cause wildlife problems. So one of the great things about this program, about the Zero Landfill Initiative, is that we're really able to not only solve a trash issue, but to address a wildlife problem.
So where does all this trash go at the moment?
Right now, the park sends all of its trash to the Mariposa County landfill. That's where we send our recycling as well.
You were saying the park is trying to reduce this waste problem by like 80%. How's this being done?
What we started with was pretty simple. We started with just trying to make it easier for people to recycle the things that they bring that are recyclable. So in the first year of the Zero Landfill Initiative, which was last year, we bought about 150 new trash and recycling containers. We also put new labeling on the recycling. We've tried to make it really easy for visitors. We collect mixed recycling in the park. That means everything that we collect can go into one container. So the new labels show that clearly with pictures, which makes it really easy for people to understand. We tried to make it a lot more convenient.
So how is Subaru involved in all of this? I understand the car making company has a role.
So Subaru and the National Parks Conservation Association are working with us and the Yosemite Conservancy, as well as our concessioner on this project. And it's really been a fabulous partnership. They've allowed us to do some things that we'd never been able to do before. Most of the trash and recycling containers in the park were 30 to 40 years old. And with the grant funding from Subaru and their expertise in waste management, we've been able to make some really significant changes.
So recycling's not necessarily new for Yosemite. You've been doing it since the 70s, and you weren't recycling as much. Can you talk to me about the history of recycling there?
So as far as I understand it, Yosemite was one of the first parks to have a significant recycling program that came in about the mid-70s. And believe it or not, the design for those containers is something that we've been using, still dates to about that era. Those trash and recycling containers were 30 and 40 years old. And they were designed to be as wildlife-proof as possible at the time. So the new ones that we got are much easier for staff to use, much easier for visitors, and they're much more wildlife-proof.
Yeah, so talk to me about how this initiative will take that original mission for recycling further.
I think what it's going to allow us to do is to just make it a lot easier for people. We had a lot of high visitation sites in the park that just didn't have any recycling containers. I think what happened is over the years they broke or they needed to be moved around, and so some of our busiest spots had trash collection only. Now, with this initiative, we've made sure that every single location has paired trash and recycling. Now, granted, we still have a little bit of the park to go, but we're getting there. We should be finished with the upgrade to all of our infrastructure within the next year.
Let's talk about the trash cans themselves. What do they look like?
The trash are brown. They look a little bit like the kind of blue mailbox that you might typically see on a street in the United States. The recycling containers are of dark green, and they're labeled mixed recycling. And then on the front of them, they have the big chasing arrow symbol to make it easier for people to spot them.
I read on the website that a lot of the trash in the park are water bottles. Is part of this initiative going to focus on a way to reduce the use of plastic?
One of the things that we hope to do in the next year is to start identifying locations for new refill stations, hydration stations, where people can fill their own water bottles, or if they buy a bottle, they can fill it. We certainly are going to continue to sell all kinds of bottled beverages in the stores, but they're in pretty limited places within the park. So if we can expand our refill infrastructure, we're just going to make it a lot easier for people to get the water they need to, you know, have a comfortable and safe experience.
How many of those are there at the moment?
We have them in all of our campgrounds, and then we also have them in a handful of locations here in the valley, probably just two or three at this point.
I've done a lot of reporting in Yosemite around bears, and early on I was surprised that the park fed bears for visitor entertainment. Caitlin, I know this doesn't happen anymore, but how do you think this initiative is going to benefit wildlife in Yosemite?
So the park has a long history of conflicts between bears and people, and much of that revolves around the park's trash. You know, 20, 30 years ago when we got the first bear-resistant trash cans, that really helped solve a lot of our issues, prevented bears from getting human food from most of the park. But over time, you know, we have more visitation, and the trash cans tend to need maintenance over time. So a lot of that trash was still making its way into the mouths of bears, either by overflow or there not being the capacity that was necessary. So this teaming up with Zero Landfills really helped to reduce the amount of trash in the park by increasing recycling, also by making people more aware of where to go to dispose of their trash. And that's made a huge impact on the availability of trash to bears. We have bears that historically have gone to picnic areas looking for trash at night. And since we installed these new trash cans, that behavior has decreased by quite a bit.
So if I'm visiting Yosemite, what kind of advice would you like to give me when it comes to trash?
Well, there are a few things that visitors can do that will make a difference for us. One, if you have a chance to prepare before you come, it'd be great if you could, you know, break things down, get rid of excess packaging at home, try to put it in reusable containers. So if you're going to get a cup of coffee in the park, it'd be great if you'd use a travel mug. If you've got a water bottle, bring it and refill it in the park. Or, you know, you can buy one locally. You could make it your favorite souvenir from the park. Another one for folks who are camping is if you can make that choice, use a stove that runs on a refillable fuel source. Use lanterns that operate on rechargeable batteries. And then, you know, first and foremost, really, the most important thing that folks can do is try to recycle everything that they bring that's recyclable and make sure that all of their trash goes inside a trash container.
At the moment, you have these two options for recycling and regular waste. Is there any thought for compost?
So one of our other great partners in this is our concessioner, Yosemite Hospitality. They do collect back-of-the-house organic material, and we're trying to work with the county to get that composted. And then in a couple of locations, they actually do collect compostable items from visitors. The pizza deck, for example, at Half Dome Village and a couple of other spots like that. You know, maybe we'll be able to test that in a campground at some point in the future. We're still working on, you know, getting that process sorted out with the county. So that may be a while out, but it is a goal. That is 30% roughly of our waste that comes from the park.
And so all of this is going to the Mariposa landfill. Is there enough room there for all this trash with the increased visitors?
The county landfill is already facing a pretty big challenge. It's probably got a lifespan of about 7 or 8 years left. And it's very expensive to close down a facility like that. And it's really expensive to try to find a new one. So by us improving our ability to manage our trash and get more recycling out of here, then that reduces the burden on our local landfill.
Earlier you said the situation was more complicated than you originally thought. What was more complicated about it, and how are you resolving those complications?
So what we didn't recognize when we started was how important the capacity at the county would turn out to be. And I don't mean just capacity to hold the trash. I mean their capacity to process the recycling and the organic waste that we collect from the park.
I understand there's a timeline, right, where you want to decrease this by, say, 80% or so. What's that timeline, and are you going to make it?
We won't hit our goals by the end of 2017, that's for sure. The problem turned out to be a little bit more complicated than we knew when we first started. I think we've definitely made some gains, and we're looking to continue that. But I really think this is going to be a lot like, say, the education that's necessary around how to behave with wildlife. It's going to be an ongoing issue with making sure people understand how to recycle and what to do with their waste products in the park. You know, one of the challenges for us is that people come not only from all over the United States, but from all over the world, and everybody has a different practice for recycling. So when they get here, sometimes they're just not quite sure what to do.
I've been speaking with Yosemite National Park Ranger Jody Bailey and wildlife biologist Caitlin Lironi about the park's goal of diverting 80% of the park's waste from landfills by the end of the year. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks. Thank you.